And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After a most uncomfortable morning in her home in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary, reading in the newspaper about Claudia Vincent's big break on Broadway, engineered by Larry's efforts, has left the dining room where she and her husband were the only two at table to answer the telephone in the entrance hall.
Hello?
May I speak to Mrs. Noble, please?
This is Mary Noble.
Oh, it's been so long since I've heard your voice, Mary, that I didn't recognize it right away. This is Julia Dixon. I hope you still remember me.
Oh, of course, Julia. It's nice to hear from you. I haven't seen you in ages, not since you returned from Bermuda.
Well, that's right, isn't it? Oh, what a pity you didn't get to go. I had the most glorious time.
How nice.
And that reminds me. I have a guest staying here in Rupert's house that I'd like you to meet.
Oh, I'd like to very much.
He's the most delightful young man. Absolutely handsome. Tan, tall, and blonde.
Sounds very exciting.
Oh, he is. But then I suppose Rupert has spoken about him to you and given quite another report.
I don't remember.
How tactful you are, my dear. But it doesn't really matter. I didn't call you to go into raptures about Oliver Wilson. The reason I called is to invite your family to come over here Sunday afternoon to a little informal garden party.
Oh, how nice, Julia. Sounds like a lovely idea. But I'm not sure it'll be possible. You see, we have a guest, and besides...
If you mean Claudia Vincent, why, of course I want her to come. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I'm calling you. We read about her wonderful new stroke of luck in the paper this morning.
Oh, I see.
Rupert and I are both so glad for her. Such a big break to be able to get an important part in a Broadway hit. Well, how in the world did it come about?
I really don't know, Julia.
Oh, we don't believe a word of what Marty Rufus said. He's always such a horrid gossip. But whatever the reason is, both Rupert and I want you all to know that we're very happy about it.
That's so nice of you, Julia. Would you mind holding the line for a minute while I ask Larry if he'll be free?
Of course not. Go right ahead. Only do try to persuade him to come.
I will. Just a minute. Larry?
Yes? Who is that? The way you're talking, Mary, it must be someone soliciting funds.
Nonsense. It's Julia Dixon. She's invited us all to come over to Rupert Bower's place Sunday for a garden party.
What?
I've asked her to hold the line while I found out if you'll be free.
What does she mean by all of us?
Just what she said. You and me, Maud and Claudia. Larry Jr., too, if he wants to come along.
Well, I'll be hanged. What's the big idea?
I really don't know, Larry. Must there be a big idea?
I would think so, under the circumstances.
Well, in that case, I suppose this is Rupert's way of being generous. They read about Claudia and Marty Rufus' column. Julia made that clear. But Rupert doesn't want you to think that he harbors any grudge. I think it's very thoughtful of him.
Yes, you would think that.
I can't very well keep Julia waiting any longer. What shall I tell her?
Tell her no, we can't make it.
Oh, you mean, of course, you and Claudia can't make it.
I mean, none of us can make it. Why should we go over there when all it will mean is trouble?
I don't think that's being quite fair. Of course, if you can't spare the time, that's for you to decide. In that case, I'll just tell Julia and Maud and I will go over by ourselves.
Oh, Mary, Mary, wait a minute.
Yes, Larry?
All right, have it your way. Tell Julia we'll all be there in full force. We may not be able to stay long. I feel sure we'll be rehearsing well into the night. But first, we'll attend the garden party by all means.
All right, Larry, I'll tell her. Hello, Julia?
Yes, Mary?
I'm terribly sorry to keep you waiting so long.
That's quite all right.
We'll all be delighted to accept for Sunday.
Oh, that's just fine. I'm so glad. Will you be here around 2?
Yes, that'll be perfect. Thank you so much, Julia.
It'll be nice to see you. Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye.
Mary, what a terrible thing I've done. I don't suppose you'll ever forgive me. I can't understand how it could have happened. And I'm awfully ashamed of myself.
Really, Claudia? I should have thought you'd be very pleased. Isn't this exactly what you wanted?
What in the world do you mean, my dear? Now, how could I be pleased at oversleeping so late? Well, you must be perfectly furious with me.
Why, not at all. In fact, I assumed you must be tired, so I didn't give it any further thought.
Well, of course, I was tired, but at the same time, to stay in bed till this disgraceful hour, well, you really should have called me.
Hello, Claudia. Thought I heard you up. Have a good rest.
Hello, Larry. I was just telling Mary how ashamed I am to have stayed in bed so long.
Oh, don't you worry about that. We went right on without you. We just finished lunch, as a matter of fact. But Mary's sure to be able to find something for you. Isn't that right, honey?
Yes, Larry, of course. If you'll just tell me what you'd like.
Oh, not a thing, Mary, please. You just make me feel even worse about being such a nuisance.
Aren't you hungry?
Starved, if you must know. But I don't want to upset the whole house. Maybe I could persuade you to drive me to the village, Larry, where I could eat a great whopping breakfast at the dog wagon.
That's not at all necessary, Claudia. I'll be very glad to fix you anything you'd like.
Oh, no, please, Mary, no. Oh, let me do it this way. That is, unless you haven't the time, Larry.
Oh, not at all. I'll be glad to drive you to the village, as a matter of fact.
Of course, if you insist. Perhaps it would be more comfortable for you.
But it's you I'm thinking of, Mary. Well, I know how much you have to do running a house like this and with an actor who keeps such horrible hours in the bargain. I don't know how you do it.
I've never found it too difficult, Claudia.
Well, that's only because you're so very clever, my dear. You don't know how I admire you.
I think it's the other way around.
Why, what in the world do you mean?
It seems to me you're the clever one. I read about your great good fortune in getting Sheila's part in the play that Larry is starring in.
You did? You mean it's in the papers? And here I've been wasting all this time not knowing? Oh, I'm so thrilled, Mary. Just imagine it, me, a completely unknown person, getting a chance to play the lead opposite Larry Noble. Why, it's too fantastic for words.
Oh, come now, Claudia, it's not that great.
Oh, of course it is, Larry. Why, it's the most astonishing thing that could happen. I still have to pinch myself to make sure that I'm awake. You know something? I kept sort of half waking up for hours, and then it would flash through my mind that there was something important about the day. And then I'd half remember. But I was always afraid to really wake up for fear it was all a dream. So that's really why I slept so late.
Well, you can wake up now, Claudia. It's all true. We start a week from Monday night, if all goes well.
Ah, isn't it wonderful, Mary? Just imagine. I'm actually going to play in a hit on Broadway, thanks to your wonderful husband.
I hope you'll be very successful.
Oh, I'm scared to death, but I simply won't let Larry down. Not after all he's done for me.
Not entirely for you, Claudia. I was doing both Sheila and Harold Ramsey a favor at the same time. Sheila wants to get out of her contract so she can be married and go to Europe. And Ramsey had to find a suitable replacement or force her to stay on against her will. I figure that I did a good turn all around.
Isn't he sweet, Mary? The way he makes it seem so easy. And yet I know just how much he went through convincing Mr. Ramsey to give me a chance to read for him.
Larry can be very convincing when he puts his mind to it.
But that's priceless, darling. Did you hear that, Larry?
Yes, very funny.
But right now I simply must see the papers. I've got to read every word that's said about me. Oh, I know that's disgustingly vain, but I just can't help it. Why, this is my first big break. Have you got the papers handy, Mary?
There's only one mention of your new role, Claudia. It's in Marty Rupert's column. I'll see if I can find it.
No, don't, Mary. We'll drive on down to the village. Come on, Claudia.
But I must see what that rascal said about me this time.
What difference does it make? Marty Rufus always distorts every fact so it turns into nasty gossip. Come on, let's get on down to the village.
Well, if you really mean I shouldn't see it, was it so very bad, Larry?
No, just silly. Come on. You go ahead, Claudia. I almost forgot something.
All right, Larry. I'll wait for you in the car.
Mary.
Yes?
I'm going to stop by the bank while I'm in the village. I wish you'd tell me where you put our safe deposit key. It used to be in that small drawer in the desk. I couldn't find it a while ago. Did you put it somewhere else?
Mary fumbles for time as she wonders how to answer this question, as Claudia Vincent playfully sounds the car horn. If Larry finds the papers that he turned over to Rupert Barlow, finds them back in the safe deposit box, what will he have to say? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.